Watson, will you watch the map while we're out? Mum asked. The Griffin map was the most important piece of technology in the city of Copperport. It showed the entire country of Moorland and included portals that let the Griffins travel into the map to help people. The Griffin family had been wardens of the map ever since Great-Grandma Griffin had invented it. They helped to keep law and order in Moorland. Mum was a warden, and Grace's brother Bren too. Now he was 15. Crime in the country had been halved since the invention of the map. Anne Griffin took the family's position as wardens very seriously.
I would be delighted to watch the map, Watson said.
Grace huffed to herself. Grace, you're going, and that's that, Mum told her. Grace, Anne and Bren walked along the wet streets of Copperport, rain pounding on their umbrellas and the many layered rooftops of the city. The hydro mill, which supplied the city with power, turned slowly in the distance. It kicked up a strong, salty aroma from its position where the river met the sea. Grace glanced at Bren.
You're walking like a peacock, she whispered. And why is your hair all smoothed back like that?
Bren scowled and pulled up the collar of his uniform. Grace and Bren used to do everything together. But now that Bren could go out on missions, he was acting superior to Grace and wasn't interested in training with her. She sighed to herself. She was just as good as Bren at self-defense. Last week, Grace had scored more points than him in the rescue simulator where they practiced missions. Bren had accused Watson of helping her. As they walked, everyone they passed greeted Anne Griffin with a nod or a word of thanks for keeping Moorland safe. Anne always smiled humbly and said it was an honour to be looking out for those in need. Soon Grace, Bren and their mum were outside Mayor Pick's house. It was a tall red brick building with a pillared entrance, the most impressive in the street. One of Mayor Pick's assistants led them up the stairs to a grand office. The golden-haired Mayor Pick sat behind a large desk, smiling in his green velvet jacket and ruffle-necked shirt.
Anne, Bren, how lovely to see you, Mayor Pick declared. Do come in and sit down.
Grace looked down at herself, wondering if she'd become invisible.